Hello.
Hey Gary, Bob from RDI. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing today?
Pretty good. Pretty good.
We got a nice day here, so hopefully it's coming your way.
Yeah, I think we're supposed to tomorrow. Today has been rainy and cool, but
yep, that was kind of yesterday.
Yep. So I was supposed to play golf tomorrow with my buddy, but he's. He's got a bad wrist, and he's going to have to take one more day off, so we're going to try again on Monday, see what happens.
How do you hurt his wrist?
I think, I'm not really sure. I think he fell on it over the winter.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and he's he broke his ankle, too, in the fall.
Oh, my gosh.
That healed up mostly, but the wrist is pretty sore. He tried to play last week on Monday, he tried to play, and we went out and played, and he played the first two holes, and then he just rode with me and just putted and stuff because he couldn't, his wrist hurt too much, he didn't have a strap or anything that would hold.
Oh, so, no.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah,
He's retired, so he's one of my friends that I can go play golf with on a regular basis. But
oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Last time we talked, you're getting ready to go pick up your car after we hung up. How'd it turn out?
Oh, my God. It's spectacular.
Oh, that's awesome.
It looks like a brand new car. And I had a few little things to do on the inside. It's a leather interior. And
oh, wow.
Other seats and stuff, but it had some wear on it. And a couple of, you know, little spots that I took care of myself. And now the interior and the exterior look like a new car. So,
oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, I'm pretty happy with it.
That's cool. That's cool. Got any parades you'll drive it in?
Actually, I'm going to do a car show in June. My brother-in-law's in the Rotary, and they do a one that's for a camp for handicapped kids that they raised money for. So I told them I'd show it in that. It looks great.
Cool.
It's a 98.
Awesome.
So, I mean, it's not. It's considered. I guess at 25 years, they're considered classics. And then after 40 years or something like that, it's called vintage. I think that's the way it works. So it's, but I mean, I can tell you, it looks the body. Right now, looks like it could be right off the showroom.
Oh, wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, pretty.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, so what's new with you, anything?
No, not too much. Going to go see Lionel Richie, I think, tomorrow night.
Oh, nice.
In Grand Rapids. Yeah, they built Granger, which is a company that Loretta works for.
Yeah.
Built a amphitheater for AccuSure.
Oh, cool.
And I think it sits like 12,000.
Wow.
And so tomorrow night is the opening show.
Oh, nice.
So, and looks like the weather's going to be nice, so I'm looking forward to
Is it outdoor?
Going up there. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, but it has a huge canopy.
Right.
I think,
okay.
You know, probably 8,000 of the people, 9,000 people will be, be under a canopy type of thing.
Yeah, we got a place like that, Finger Lakes Performing Arts Center, that's like that.
Oh, yes, I've heard of that.
Yeah, it's partially covered, and a lot of it's open air, too.
Yeah.
The problem with Finger Lakes is that it's on a rural country road, and doesn't have a lot of really good access roads. And once you get out of the immediate area, when you get about 3 or 4 miles away from there, then you've got some major highways and stuff. But getting in and out of there, it's kind of tight. So it's always slow getting in and out. The best thing to do for that is just plan on just sitting around for a while and don't even get into traffic until it starts clearing out.
Yeah. Sit tight for an hour or so and then head home.
Yep.
I see the Sabres, they're tied 2-2.
Yeah, that was a big comeback. They were looking at, man, they would have been 3-3 and 3-1. In Montreal, it's really hard to play there. It's a rocking place from the looks of it, and it's a hard place for a visiting team to win. But I saw during the game, I was watching it, and the one shot came off the back behind the goal and came right out, and Tage Thompson was ready for it and knocked it into the goal. And I was watching it with family, and I said, wow, that looked like actually a play. You know, they did that. And apparently that's the Zamboni entrance. And there's a lot of talk about it that they get some really crazy ricochets in there.
Off that area.
Off that wall, yeah.
Yes. Well, that shot, there was a shot that he hit off the side of the wall, and it came over in the towards the goalie, and
yeah.
He didn't get his foot over there. It hit his foot and went into the net. Is that the shot you're talking about?
No, this was one that was a definite ricochet right off of right off of the Zamboni.
Okay.
Yeah, the Zamboni door. Yeah, there was another one. That was another one where the Zamboni shot was the game before, not the last one that they played. That one there, that was a crazy game.
I watched a little bit of that. And
that game, they gave up a goal, and it came off one of the Sabre skates. It bounced off of his skate, and it went into the goal.
I didn't see that one.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's been
crazy.
Interesting. I haven't been a big hockey fan for a long time. I used to be an Islanders fan many, many years ago. And I really kind of stopped watching it. And then I started watching it again like 15, 20 years ago when the Sabres were getting good and they had Dominik Hasek in goal. He was one of the top goaltenders in the league. And then I started watching them again this year because, early in the year they didn't play well, and then all of a sudden they got onto a streak, and they've been playing great since. So started watching a lot more. Yeah, nice.
So. Yeah, fun time of year with the NBA playoffs and the NHL playoffs.
Right. I'm not a big pro basketball fan. Colleges, okay. But the pros, I don't know. The pros, they look like gangs out there. You know, they with all the tats and everything else on them.
Oh, I know it. Yeah, I'm only ones I kind of watch is Detroit right now, but they're not looking very good. But it's not as exciting to me either as college ball.
The last time I watched it, used to watch it back when Magic Johnson played, back in the days with Larry Bird and Magic Johnson, those teams. I never followed it a whole lot during the Michael Jordan years, little bit, but not much. It was more of the late 80s, 90s with Magic and Bird. But Michael Jordan was, he was a great player, but I really didn't follow basketball much. But it's nice to see the Knicks relevant again.
Oh, my gosh, they're looking strong.
Yeah, they look like they could get to the Eastern Championship, but I don't know if anybody's going to beat Oklahoma.
Oh, my gosh, they mowed down L.A., and that kept me think of the first game series. They won 4-0-2.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
I think San Antonio could give them some trouble.
Yes.
But we'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, that San Antonio's big guy.
Yeah.
Wabingo, whatever. He's something else.
I was looking at one of the morning talk shows, sports shows. And they just – now, they have a couple of guys on there. One guy's like, 6'4", and the other guy's like 6 foot. And they took a tape measure out, and they just said, this is what – how tall he is. He's like 7'6", or something like that. And they put it in, and it was like he was so much taller. And they showed his reach.
Yep.
His reach is 9'7". His reach is right to the basket. He's got to get on his tiptoes to touch the basket.
Exactly.
Tiptoes.
Yeah. It's crazy. And then the more crazy thing about it is he's hitting threes deep out.
He's an outside shooter.
Yeah.
That tall. Normally when you get guys that are that tall, actually, I think they say the most ideal height for a human is like 5'11 or something like that. As you get higher than that, the lack of coordination really starts catching up, unless you're
exactly
an athlete.
Yep.
So when
yep.
you get upwards of 7 foot tall, you know, normally those guys look like Manute Bol, you know.
Exactly.
All arms and legs and nothing in between.
Exactly. Yeah, but he can dribble, and yeah, he's a rare one.
He's an exceptional player.
Yeah, where'd he come from? Do you know?
I think he's European, but I'm not
okay.
absolutely sure.
Yeah, I would think so.
Yeah, I think
especially with that kind of name too. Whoa.
I think he's. Let me look it up while we're talking, just because I'm curious now.
I don't remember him in college at all. I just kind of remember him in pro.
He is, where is it now? Let's see. Is French. French professional basketball player, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, he's 7'4".
He's going to be the tallest Frenchman around.
I would imagine so. Especially now that, you know, France is becoming much more and more Arabic.
Yes,
there's a science behind what they're doing. They look
yep.
for countries that they can go into, and then they just flood the area.
Exactly.
That you wind up having as many. They have a big voting bloc. They get they control the elections in France now.
Oh wow!
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, see. No, Victor yeah. Wembanyama is not the tallest NBA player ever. It says that. And Manute Bol and George Merzan, both stand at 7'7". I knew that Bol was really tall. I didn't realize he was taller. But Yao Ming was 7'6". I remember him.
Yeah.
But Manute Bol, he looked... If you look at those blow-up things they have in front of, like, car dealerships and stuff, you know, with the flopping out, that's what Manute Bol looked like to me.
Yeah, I can visualize that.
Yeah,
that's funny.
He's a big string bean.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. But the other guy that you said was 7'7", I never heard of him.
No, I don't either. I don't know what the story was with him. But, yeah, let me see if I click on his name here. Merzan, I don't know if I've heard of him. Merzan. Whatever. Anyway.
Business been good?
Yeah, no, actually business has been unbelievable. I've sold, over the last few weeks, I had a guy in California that I sent two diamonds to sell a 2 4-carat HSI-1 round. 62 and 61,000 as a set of earrings. 123,000. I had a.
You said 2 4-carats.
2 4-carats. Yeah, 8-carat.
Oh my gosh.
Wow,
for 60,000, that doesn't sound too bad.
No, it was a really nice price on them. They were like 30 back a wrap, so it was a good price on two really nice stones, some boxes.
Nice. Nice job.
So that was a great sale, and I had a $45,000 diamond sale. That was a 4-carat oval, and what else? It was had another $32,000 sale. So yeah, it's been
that's
a really good May.
Yes, that's awesome. That's awesome. You got to sell a lot of labs to make that one sale.
Yeah, I would have to sell them by the box full.
Exactly.
You're like a box of chocolates, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, unbelievable. Yeah. Your gas prices at $5 yet there?
No, not quite. Yeah, we're in the $4.50 range right now.
Yeah, that's what we are. Man, Trump's got us in a mess.
Yeah, well, I think I'm sure he was under the impression he'd be in and out, the government would collapse and things would get back to normal. He didn't realize that, you know, there's a lot of entrenched people there that
exactly
that can keep it going, you know, and
yep.
behind you, they're like, flies on shit. You kill one, and there's another one, and there's another one, and there's another one. apparently, there's a lot of mullahs over there, so that, you get rid of one group, and then the next generation is right there, and they're just as bad as the other ones.
Yes,
they
control, or worse,
they
yeah.
have so much power. They got so much military power and everything that, the people can't have an uprising over there. They still control the police and the government.
Yeah.
So that, with the government forces that, I think that he was pie in the sky. I used to work for a guy named Bruce Dan. His father bought the business I was working at. We had probably about 40, 50 employees there. And Bruce surrounded himself with cronies that would just say, yeah, Bruce, that's a great idea. I wasn't one of them. That's why I didn't last very, very long there, because I would tell him, listen, that's dumb as shit. What the hell are you thinking there? I think Trump does the same thing. He surrounds himself with people that just say, yeah, it's a great idea, Mr. President. And he probably said, he really wanted to get rid of I have no problem with him trying to get rid of the Iranian regime, because they have a sworn goal of just the death to America and Israel. So when your government says that's what we're here for, you're as good as dead to me. I would have no problem at all, getting rid of that regime. But I think he was under the impression that he could just go in, wipe them out, and that would be it.
Exactly.
And I don't think he has enough people around him that understand what really is involved in a regime change. And so I think he went in thinking, I'm just going to go in, I'm a big, tough guy, and get rid of him. And it didn't work out that way, and now he doesn't have a good exit plan.
He has none, I don't think.
No, he doesn't have any plan, but you could just walk away from it. But that's not a viable exit plan. And he's
he's got too big of a head to do that.
Yeah. Well, he won't. He's not big on compromise at all. So, and he needs a way for him to come out looking like a victor.
Exactly.
And I don't know if that's possible. So. So we're kind of stuck in there, in a limbo with no really good plan. And you know how prices go up with gas, like falling off a cliff. And,
exactly.
They come back down again like you're trying to float a lead balloon. I think what's going to happen is that eventually this thing is going to end before too long. And but I think the price of gas will go from 450 to 430 to 410 to 4 to 380, and it'll take a
long time.
Yeah.
Once it's up there, they're not going to bring it down fast. That's for sure. Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens.
Yep. Keep our fingers crossed.
All right. I will talk to you later.
I appreciate the phone call. Take care, buddy.
Yeah. Bye bye.
Bye.